This is an interview by a representative of the Santa Fe Office of the Archives of American Art with Mr. Roland Dickey, director of the University of New Mexico Press in Albuquerque, New Mexico, on January 16, 1964. Mr. Dickey is also the author of the book New Mexico Village Arts, published in 1949. During the WPA days, he was a supervisor of the art projects in Bernalillo County under the state director, Vernon Hunter, and later directed the Roswell, New Mexico Museum and Art Center. Also present is Mrs. Joy Fink, who worked closely with Mr. Dickey on the project and who may supplement his recollections. Before we start talking about your work on the project, Roland, would you tell us where you were born and educated and when you came to New Mexico?
I was born in New Mexico. I was born in Clovis and grew up there, and I came to the University of New Mexico where I went to school. As a matter of fact, Vernon Hunter was influential in my coming to the university. This was Depression times, and Vernon wrote a letter to President Zimmerman, the president then of the University of New Mexico, and recommended me for a job. And as it turned out, the president was able to get a place for me, and this led to my coming to the university. This was in 1934.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're almost the first person that I've ever come across who wasn't Spanish or Mexican or Indian who wasn't born somewhere else outside the state, so you're rather unique. When did you start work on the project?
As I recall, this was in the summer of 1937. Now, Vernon had been interested in my work at the university, and I was still earning my way as a student, and there I had completed some work for the university, funds had expired, and I was available for a job. And Vernon asked me if I would be interested in a supervisory job as county supervisor for the Federal Art Project for Bernalillo County. As it happened, the supervisor who had the job previously was leaving to be married, that is, she was resigning the job. This is Virginia Dinkle, I can't recall her first name. But at any rate, this was something which coincided, and as I remember, this happened that summer. And I began immediately under Vernon Hunter's direction to supervise the work of a number of artists in Bernalillo County. I don't recall, there were probably somewhere between 15 and 20 of them. There were a number of kinds of things going on at that time. We had all sorts of people, and something I was very proud of, found very interesting and exciting, was there was a great deal of remarkable talent. One of the problems I think everyone on WPA had was that people assumed that because this was related to public welfare, that the people were no good. And this, particularly at the supervisory level, this was a constant kind of contention and campaign trying to explain to people that you did have people of genuine talent who were on this because of economic circumstances, that particularly artists, and this applied to writers and other people, had great difficulty in finding jobs anywhere near their training and talent. We had sculptors and painters. I had a Negro boy who was going to the university, a man by the name of Oliver Legrone, a very talented sculptor who's now, I understand, teaching sculpture in Detroit, I believe, with the public school system. There was an Indian boy who was also going to the university. A painter, I believe Joy has mentioned him, Paul Goodbear, who's